How would you describe Teton Science Schools in the early days that you were involved?
Well, it was Ted and Joan's thing, the backpacking, and the superintendent of schools here at that time realized that this was a really good thing he was doing. So the superintendent said, hey, those kids should get credit for what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Oh, and here there's a school, old school bus. We don't need it in the summertime. Why don't you use it and take the kids a little farther out, et cetera. And so that was what it was about. And then someone said, hey, you should form a nonprofit organization, but you have to have a board. And so he rounded up the parents of these kids, and they were his board. And it was basically, it was board in pretty much in name only. It was a rubber stamp outfit for Ted and Joan. And so that was kind of how it all began.
So would you tell me about a time when maybe a specific time or a specific memory where TSS made you feel hopeful?
Well, I do remember that there has been for many, many years a scholarship program for inner city kids from L.A. Mm-hmm. to spend time at the science school. And I remember that there was this group of kids for whom that was extremely, extremely important because they lived in the middle of smog-ridden Los Angeles and had never seen stars before. Yeah. And we have for many years been members of the Sierra Club, and their magazine would come to our house. And I happened to open it up to a page that said something like, I looked up and saw stars for the first time in my life, and this experience in Grand Teton National Park made the difference in my life. From this high school student who had hardly ever been out of L.A. and had not seen stars, it's just wonderful to see what is possible.
Yeah. And now he and his wife are on our education advisory committee,
and,
too.
And she was a ranger here
in this
park.
Yeah. There are a couple that have done and will do great things.
They are an inspiration to everybody.